The condition in Hong Kong is become worse and worse very rapidly. So it pushed us to do the decision so fast.
Hong Kong residents seek freedoms. It's Tuesday, January 4th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. We're online. Follow us at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, U.S. reaction to Omicron. Democracy's at risk. A tumultuous year for the U.S. Congress. Books return. Firefighting space agency. It's all on today's VOA Asia. As China's crackdown on democratic freedoms in Hong Kong intensifies under Beijing's so-called national security law, tens of thousands of citizens are fleeing the territory. In the first 6 months of the year, under a special new visa plan, over 65,000 Hong Kong citizens applied to move to Britain, which controlled the territory until 1997. VOA's Henry Ridgewell met one Hong Kong family who are making a new life in Britain.
Mike and Ivy Lam arrived in Britain in December 2020 with their 11-year-old son in the middle of the British winter in the midst of the pandemic. They left their home in Hong Kong just months after Beijing implemented the national security law in the territory.
We have to think about, is that Hong Kong still safe to stay, and it is a good place for our children to have a bright future? Because the condition in Hong Kong is become worse and worse very rapidly. So it pushed us to do the decision so fast.
While China's state-run People's Daily said the new laws aim to protect people's rights and make Hong Kong safer following months of demonstrations on the streets protesting an extradition law, many Hong Kongers see it as a crackdown on democratic freedoms. The Lambs say they were not seeking confrontation with the Hong Kong authorities.
We are just a normal, ordinary citizens in Hong Kong. We just go for the protest. Sometimes they said they have to promote the national education to the primary and secondary students. So we think that it is some sort of brainwash stuff. So we don't want our child to be educated under these types of education.
The Lambs applied for British Nationals Overseas, or BNO, visas, which Britain began offering last year. They are open to Hong Kong citizens and their dependents who hold BNO passports, which were offered before Britain handed the territory to China in 1997. And it's estimated that 5.4 million people qualify. The UK government says the five-year visas offer a path to British citizenship. The British government estimates that around 300,000 Hong Kong citizens could arrive under the BNO scheme within 5 years, though it says the number could be as high as 1 million. China has said it will no longer recognise the BNO passports offered to Hong Kong residents before handover in 1997. The British government has voiced concern over Beijing's alleged monitoring and harassment of those who have fled Chinese rule. For the Lambs, they've settled close to the historic city of Canterbury in Kent, southeast Britain. The couple set up a YouTube channel called Home at Kent. It features everything from farmers markets to garage sales, and for anyone wanting to follow in the Lambs' footsteps, a guide to applying for a BNO visa.
We completely get used of these lives here. The only different thing here is the life speed is a bit slower than in Hong Kong.
But the Lambs say it is good to enjoy a slower lifestyle in their newly adopted home. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News in Canterbury, southeast Britain.
These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you visit voanews.com. Hong Kong legislature welcomes new pro-China members. India's foreign funding ban on missionaries of charity fuels controversy. India vaccinates teenagers as Omicron sweeps across the globe. Afghan shops remove heads of mannequins in line with Taliban order. Fears for Australia's famous migrating moth. You'll find expanded coverage of all these stories. And there's so much more when you visit us at Facebook at VOA Asia. Also check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and the VOAnews.com website. It's great to have you with us today on VOA Asia. The fifth wave of the coronavirus pandemic continues moving across the world, infecting the unvaccinated and vaccinated alike. The newest variant, Omicron, has already led to thousands of flight cancellations in the United States in this new year. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised the availability of a half billion rapid tests as American schoolchildren are about to return to class. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
More than 9,200 U.S. domestic and international flights were delayed or canceled on New Year's Day due to bad weather and surging cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. That's according to the flight tracking website FlightAware.com. By Sunday, another 2,200 flights met the same fate. Chicago's O'Hare Airport was packed.
Last year, I was traveling. There was no one here, which was kind of eerie. So I like to see the people, but this is a lot of people.
While the Omicron variant appears less likely to cause severe illness, U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned spiking infections threaten the entire healthcare system.
Even if you have less of a percentage of severity, when you have multi-fold more people getting infected, the net amount is you're still going to get a lot of people that are going to be needing hospitalization. And that's the reason why we're concerned about stressing and straining the hospital system.
As school children in the U.S. return to classes this week, Fauci's message remains clear.
I plead with parents to please seriously consider vaccinating your children, wearing masks in the school setting, doing test-to-stay approaches when children get infected. I think all of those things put together, it's safe enough to get those kids back to school.
New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams, who was sworn in on Saturday, tells ABC's This Week that the nation's biggest city is ready for school to restart.
We're going to create a safe environment with testing. We're going to identify the children that are exposed. We're going to remove them from that environment. The numbers show the mere fact that a child is exposed in a classroom does not mean that an entire classroom is exposed.
Adams takes office as New York City grapples with record numbers of cases driven by the Omicron variant. Classes resume Monday there and around the country. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Happening now in Asia, Hong Kong's legislators were sworn in Monday, just 2 weeks after elections that effectively barred pro-democracy candidates, in the first since China amended Hong Kong's electoral laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and vet candidates to ensure only those loyal to China can run. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson. This is VOA Asia. The United States is one of several Western democracies that independent rights groups say has seen an erosion of democratic institutions in recent years. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain spoke with democracy experts about what they say is causing a slide in global democratic freedoms and how to reverse it.
The world was shocked when supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, to prevent Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. The scenes of mayhem inside the symbol of American democracy had a powerful negative impact, experts say. At a time when numerous studies show democracy in decline around the world.
Why is Brazil going backward in democracy as it is at the same time that India is going backward? Is the fact that Brazil going backward have any relationship to what's happening in Turkey or India or the United States? In general, a lot of different countries are struggling at the same time, but often for their own reasons. Now, there is a general feeling in many democracies that citizens are unhappy with what the government's been doing for them, and they're willing to support candidates who offer to disrupt the system.
A study by the Pew Research Center shows that only 17% of people in surveyed countries said U.S. democracy is worth emulating. That compares to 57% who believe it used to be a good example.
And one of the things that we see in our surveys is that people have real concerns about racial and ethnic discrimination in the United States. Big majority say it's either a very or somewhat serious problem. And for the most part, big majority say it's a very serious problem in the United States.
Deep divisions over race and the role of government have existed in the U.S. ever since its founding. While polarization remains, views of the U.S. internationally did improve dramatically when Joe Biden was elected to succeed Donald Trump, according to Pew's Richard White.
People, liked Biden better than Trump. They liked his policies better than Trump. They liked to see the United States engage with the rest of the world. They like a more multilateralist approach to foreign policy from the United States. So when Biden did things like rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, rejoining the WHO, those kind of policies were embraced by people in other nations.
Democracy experts say the U.S. needs to look at the root causes of people's grievances if they want to reverse the global decline in democracy.
Globally, I would say that, as the United States looks at other countries that are struggling with democracy, it needs to think about why are citizens so angry? What makes them so unhappy? What makes them vulnerable to supporting leaders who are disruptive and anti-democratic in many cases? If they're very angry about corruption, then the United States should really press hard to help them fight corruption. If they're really angry about economic marginalization, like people are in Peru or Chile, then you need to help them with that.
Experts say efforts to defend democracy at home and abroad will continue to be a priority and a challenge for President Biden and his administration in 2022 and beyond. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
VOA Asia Facebook is the choice of millions to see and read the latest stories about Asia and the United States. Follow us on VOA Asia Facebook and say hello online or on your smartphone. Subscribe to all of our platforms for free. See, hear, and read and share all of the latest from VOA Asia anytime. VOA Asia is your trusted source for news and great features.
This news from VOA Asia. Chris Young, the founder and chief editor of the Hong Kong online news site Citizen News, says it will cease operations this week, as he said deteriorating press freedoms makes it difficult to judge if it is safe for journalists. You'll find this in all the big stories through the day on VOA Asia Twitter and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, from insurrection and impeachment to infrastructure and COVID relief funding. 2021 was one of the most significant years on Capitol Hill in decades. Lawmakers had to deal with the impact of a global pandemic while trying to pass an ambitious legislative agenda during the first year of a new presidency. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on a historic year in the U.S. Congress.
January 6, 2021. A single day that set the course for the entire year in the U.S. Congress.
Fill the house! Fill the house!
Supporters of then-President Donald Trump storming the U.S. Capitol to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The first breach of the building in two centuries.
To see folks, American citizens, take to their Capitol and break in and try to disrupt what we have always assumed to be a peaceful transfer of power was just kind of an eye-opening moment for a lot of us who study this and see this, and for everyday Americans who just probably thought this could never happen here, right? We see this abroad. We see this in emerging and failing democracies, but we don't see it here.
The events of that day led to an unprecedented second impeachment of Trump. But the Senate in February would acquit him of a single charge of incitement of insurrection.
Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby acquitted.
Meanwhile, in the southern state of Georgia, two special Senate elections gave Democrats control of Congress with the narrowest of margins. There was bipartisan support for billions in aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus.
Well, the amount of the breadth and scope of these bills was a huge accomplishment, and they did it fast under circumstances where not a lot of them were in D.C. because of the pandemic.
Senate Democrats did not have the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster of their ambitious legislation on gun control, immigration, and on voting rights, an issue many advocates said should lead to a change in Senate rules.
For any piece of legislation to pass under normal order, under regular order, it requires 60 votes instead of the traditional Democratic 50 plus one votes. So unless the United States gets rid of the filibuster, or at least gets rid of the filibuster for constitutional type laws or rights that it's trying to pass, it's going to be very hard for the U.S. Senate to actually pass meaningful legislation to make it easier to vote, to make sure that the right to vote is upheld.
Hello, Detroit!
President Biden's Build Back Better agenda did make some progress. The White House negotiated and Congress passed a bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in November. It then raced to pass an even bigger social spending bill, addressing climate change and expanding access to health care and child care. But Republicans oppose the social spending bill, saying it is too expensive and will trigger even more inflation. Democrats vow to press ahead.
The number one argument for voters that are maybe passively paying attention is that Democrats can get things done. And even if Republicans stand in their way or obstruct or don't even give them any votes, that they are willing to take the votes necessary all within their own party to invest, to make investments that have been, for their argument, delayed for far too long.
The social spending bill is the last major legislative attempt for Democratic lawmakers as the U.S. Congress turns its attention to campaigning for the midterm elections in 2022. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Making headlines in Asia, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck Taiwan late Monday. It shook buildings in the capital Taipei and across much of the northern part of the island. No injuries were reported. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, we often hear about books being banned in parts of Asia and some other places in the world. Well, it also happens here in the United States. A ban on some educational material in York City, Pennsylvania has been lifted a year after the issue attracted national attention. VOA's Nukbat Malik has more from York.
Last fall, the Central York School District in Pennsylvania implemented what they called a freeze on some educational materials that focused on persons of color. That's when the newly formed Panther Anti-Racist Union, or PARU, stepped in. Eitha Gupta, a student from Central York, is the group's first president.
Ab ye anger hai aur ye...
I am angry, and I have something to do about it.
School board members who voted for the freeze reportedly said their concern was that some of the material was critical of police or discussed white privilege. Others worried the material would create racial divides among students. Content banned by the York School District Board in September last year included dozens of books on African American history. Content included 270 articles, books, documentaries, and even a coloring book that illustrated diversity in the United States. The material also included three books on Pakistan's Nobel laureate, Malala Yousafzai. The students were outraged.
There are a lot of people in this country who still believe that slavery is the right answer. There are a lot of people in this country who just don't like African Americans. There's a lack of education. There's a lack of understanding amongst people. And especially the past couple of years, I feel like as a society, our ability to hold conversations and dialogue has just diminished drastically.
The Panther Anti-Racist Union was formed during protests against the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody.
I have always been a very good student, always excelled in classes, and I have been very simple. I've been a good girl, but after this year, when I saw so much anger and hatred among this board against the students, I am not scared and timid anymore. Now it's anger.
Students later learned about the school board's ban on some educational materials.
Us students, we found out roughly a year after it was actually instated. We found out through the York Daily Dispatch, We found the list and we all got together, talked to our advisors, and we needed to make a change, and we needed to show the school board that it wasn't okay to do this.
With the assistance of some parents and teachers, the group began protesting the decision.
When we started protesting, eventually it started to pick up some heat, and then local news anchors started to reach out. We did interviews with them, and it got all the way up to CNN and Fox News. From that moment, that's when the board reversed the ban, the Monday, which says September 20th, 2021.
The school board declined to comment on camera in an email to VOA. But when they voted to lift the ban, group members defended the decision, telling local newspapers the freeze was never a ban, just a way to give the board time to review the books on the list. And the materials were never actually removed from the school library. The group says their work is far from done. York, Pennsylvania is a diverse community, but people here say incidents like the book freeze make life for minorities challenging in the Pennsylvanian town. Nukhbat Malik, VOA News, York County, Pennsylvania.
This is Science in a Minute.
When you think of planets, you probably picture them orbiting a star. But did you know there's a classification of planets called rogue, orphan, or nomad planets? These are planets that are much like those in our solar system, but rather than orbiting any star and being part of a planetary system, they are free-floating in space. Not many of these reclusive planets have been found, so they are considered to be quite rare. The European Southern Observatory reports that scientists who use several of their telescopes as well as other facilities have spotted at least 70 rogue planets that make up what they consider to be the largest group of orphan planets in the Milky Way. It's believed that these objects have been ejected from their original home planetary system at some time in the distant past. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
NASA, the U.S. space agency, is bringing its air traffic control expertise down to Earth to help make fighting wildfires safer and more efficient. From San Francisco, California, Matt Dibble reports.
Air tankers, helicopters, smoke jumpers, and ground crews. Modern wildfire response has many moving parts. The person coordinating it all is circling in a plane high above, making sure the aircraft stay at safe distances from each other.
And it's their eyeballs and them listening to four or more frequencies at the same time that is actually orchestrating the whole thing. So it's phenomenally amazing.
Joey Mercer is a researcher with NASA, the U.S. space agency. He has come to this fire training exercise in Northern California to test a new tool with the acronym STEREO that could help fire supervisors keep track of all the responders in the air and on the ground.
It's really about just making sure everyone knows a little bit more about where all of these chess pieces are as they're working together as a team.
The aircraft continually transmit their position and other information, which is captured and displayed visually on STEREO screens. STEREO can also track the newest members of the firefighting team, drones. Drones with infrared cameras can spot new outbreaks. Drones are also used to drop incendiary devices, igniting intentional fires to create a break in the wildfire's path.
We're seeing a tremendous benefit from a safety aspect of moving towards these systems.
But drones bring their own risks.
If there is a collision between a drone and a helicopter or a fixed-wing aircraft, that can be really disastrous.
The STEREO system lets fire commanders define areas known as geofences that are safe for drones to work in.
We can build a geofence with them, and they'll remain on, say, the east side, and we'll be on the west side.
A visual tool for safety and strategy in an ever more crowded airspace. Matt Dibble for VOA News.
That's all the time we have for our program today. Thanks for joining us for VOA Asia. Thanks to our team, Service Chief Diane Gao, Keith Lane, Chris Cascajo, and Jessica Stone. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day ahead. Be safe. Be well.